Welcome into halftime of tonight's football game here on AM 1570 KZWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here at halftime for our Seniors Saluting Seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor, home of Webster City, joining us here at halftime this week. Webster City senior Bo Nuremberg joins us. Bo, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, no problem.
So I know right now, obviously when this airs, you'll be at halftime of the football game, but I know tonight you are coming back after missing most of the year with a procedure. Just being able to come back on senior night, obviously be playing with your brother as well on the offensive line. Just, you know, what does that mean to you to be able to come back and get one last ride, at least a regular season here at Links Field?
Oh, it means a lot to me. Been waiting about 3 months since I had the surgery, and finally being able to play makes me real excited.
And other than football, you know, what are some of the other activities that you've been involved in your 4 years at Webster City?
Freshman year I did wrestling, but besides that, mostly all the other years I've been doing track and field, shot and disc.
And outside of those activities in school, what are some hobbies that you like to do in your spare time?
Well, I like to cruise around town, look at all the scenery, maybe take some photos. I like to create things on my off time, and I like to edit photos and make some cool stuff, yeah.
So photography might be in your future is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely a nice passion to have. And from there, obviously, you know, you're around your peers quite a bit, around your teammates a lot. First of all, you know, as somebody in the classroom, how would your peers describe you, Bo Nuremberg, as somebody in the classroom?
Probably quiet and someone who pays attention a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And very helpful. I'd say very helpful.
And you know, you on the flip side, you flip the page, and you know, when you're on the field or competing in track and field, how would your teammates describe you, Bo Nuremberg, as a competitor?
I'd say very strong and very supportive.
And moving on from that part, from those questions, obviously throughout your time in high school, I'm sure you've got a lot of memories that stand out to you throughout your time in high school, whether it's in sports, whether it's in school, so on and so forth. If you can narrow that down to maybe just one or two moments, what would you classify as those most memorable moments you've had in high school?
I'd say during football when we played at Algona, a home game, and it was pouring rain, and we knocked them out of the park.
I think I remember that game, and ironic it comes up tonight with tonight's game with Algona, and kind of piggybacking off of that. In terms of achievements, I'm sure you've got a lot of things that you're proud of that you have achieved in your time in high school, whether it's academic, whether it's athletic, so on and so forth. If you could narrow it down to maybe just one or two that you would say you're most proud of, what would those biggest achievements be for you so far in high school?
I would say being able to play varsity football all 4 years of my football career, and also being able to go to the art show every year.
All right. And moving on from that to what I like to call the sentimental part of this interview. Obviously, throughout your 4 years in high school, I'm sure you've learned quite a few lessons in your time in high school that you know, you probably wish you knew earlier, had a chance to tell your younger self if you could ever get that opportunity, or tell somebody that is, you know, younger as a freshman coming in, maybe give them some words of wisdom. But if you could take one lesson you've learned and take it pretty much as something that you remember the most from high school, what would that most valuable lesson be?
It'd be not to procrastinate on your homework, because I did that after I had my procedure. And, well, I got pretty far behind because I kept putting off my homework. So I'd say probably keep doing your homework and don't put it off till later.
That's a practical one. That's one we don't hear, but it is practical, and you are 100% correct on that. And obviously, throughout your time in high school, I'm sure that you've had plenty of people that you've looked up to as role models, whether it's your parents, teachers, coaches, a sibling, or somebody that is, you know, was a few years older than you that kind of showed you the rope, showed you the way on how things are done. If you could narrow that down to one or two people who stand out the most to you as role models, who would those people be?
Probably Jackson Sherry and Landon Griffith while they were in high school, because Cole and I, we used to lift with them, and they taught us everything that we know about lifting, and they were very supportive, and we had no problems hanging out with them.
All right, and of course, once you are done with your senior year at the end of May, what are your future plans after high school, Bo?
I plan to go to Dort University to study chemical engineering.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Bo, for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior football season, and good luck the rest of your senior year.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Bo Norenberg on our Webster City High School on our Seniors Saluting Seniors interview presented by Windsor Manor of Webster City. We're back with Halftime next here on AM 1570 KZWC.